Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. You are tuning in to Home Show Garden Pros. I am Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
Yes, and we have Kelly from Plants for All Seasons here in the studio with us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
I guess
we just said the pollen's making everybody tired. My eyes could close right now.
Well, you could close your eyes, but still answer the questions.
Okay.
That's fine with me.
That's fair.
Kelly can answer questions with her eyes closed.
With my eyes closed.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm so talented.
Yes. And we're on radio, so they don't know.
They don't know.
Yes.
They'll never know.
Right. Yeah. So good morning, and thank you for joining in with us. This is Home Show Garden Pros. And Sandy and Sherry are here every Saturday morning, and we have a rotating group of
experts. The best garden centers in Houston.
Yeah, and really they are. And the only ones you should go to because right. They know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So they rotate through here, and Plants for All Seasons, Kelly, is here as your expert this morning. And you can call her. You can call and say, I want to talk to Kelly at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. 3333. And Sherry, I want to remind people because at the end of the show, you and I are scrambling.
Yes.
And we're begging the board ops, please let us take that poor caller who's been
I know.
Waiting.
I love to get to the callers. It makes me sad if we have to cut anybody off.
Yes. So call us early with your question. Even though if you're not quite awake, you know, you can get the question out and we can figure it out together. So 281-833-3333, because in a couple of hours, you're going to think of that question and there's going to be, you know, the long
seconds
line.
Seconds left.
Yeah. So we'll do our best to get to you, but go ahead and give us a call. And Kelly here is here from Plants for All Seasons. And if you don't know who sits around this table the next weeks, so they rotate through. So Plants for All Seasons is here today. Next week, we have Nelson Nursing Water Gardens. Anita will be here. And you've heard from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They're south, covering the south.
Richmond Rosenberg.
And Nature's Way Resources. We jump back up north for them. And Spring Gardens Nursery, also in
close
spring.
To the Woodlands,
Yeah, very good location for you Woodlands folks. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm so excited to have Kelly here. It's very
fun.
Actually, I say that to everybody who comes through.
Right.
You're my favorite home show.
You're my favorite. It's just like your children. Oh, you're my favorite.
I see your game.
Yeah.
But it's spring has sprung.
It has, and it's so wonderful.
It's awesome. Yes, all the home shows are just loaded. I mean, you just go through a tour of all of them, and everybody's got beautiful flowers, and Kelly's exhausted from unloading trucks.
Yes.
Sherry, I have not.
Oh, you have people for that.
I have people for that. But what I am exhausted from is ordering.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, y'all. We have to flip through papers and go online. That's what's wrong with my eyes. I didn't even think about that.
Eye strain.
May not be the pollen. I have eye strain from last night.
She was ordering till 9.
Like 9? Yeah.
10 o'clock last night.
Oh, my God.
You'd rather be out playing with the plants.
I would.
Yeah.
And the people.
Yeah, that's way more fun.
Oh, my. Well, I love it because, you know, a few weeks ago when I was walking around the yard and looking at things, there were plants and trees. I thought, oh, that's it. You know, it's just, I'm going to have to replace that one, put it on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 days later, after Ocean Harvest spraying, I mean to tell you, even my husband, when we drove up last night, there was a new tree that was new in the fall. And I did my whole Ocean Harvest thing, and I said, look, see, I told you it's got these.
That's what I tell people. Don't
buds.
Jump the gun. Don't just yank stuff out.
No.
Because you're surprised, right?
Yes.
I was on the drive here. I was telling Kelly I have a grapefruit.
Yep.
I didn't protect it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was dead. I just kind of cleaned up and you know, went about my business. I went out last night. There's little tiny leaves coming up from the top. So I'm so excited.
Wow. I know. So it's really amazing. And it's amazing how quickly the fruit trees, you know, flower and bud and flower. And
yeah,
I know.
It's great.
Because
the first week of, first week of March. And I think winter's over.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Sorry if you heard that knocking. Yes, that was us knocking. But yes, it's very exciting.
Yes.
And the azaleas are already out and about.
Uh-huh.
They're happy.
Yep.
So we've talked about the remineralization, you know, that we probably should be doing that. Make sure if you haven't ever, it's a great time to do that now.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about the turf. Should we be feeding that with that weed? Like Nelson's has a turf.
Yeah. Kelly, what is your take on this? And I'll give you my opinion too.
Well, I would definitely be feeding my grass right now. It's mm-hmm. time to go ahead and wake it up. I would do just a regular feed if my mm-hmm. lawn looks good and healthy.
And tell us and what I is just a regular a, feed.
Like a Bruce's oh my gosh. Brew. See y'all, I'm
Microlife
sleepy.
Hybrid.
Okay.
Just a nitrogen.
Just okay. higher nitrogen to mm-hmm. wake it up, like mm-hmm. a 15-5-10 or
yeah.
Yeah. And then for yards that have excessive weeds, I'm not talking a little patch here and there, but excessive weeds, then you would do something like the Weedinator from Nelson's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
And you can do those at the same time, or should we
You're going to do one or the other.
Oh, one yeah. or the
if
other.
If you have weeds, you use the
Weedinator.
Okay.
If you don't, just feed. Wake it up and just feed.
Yeah. Perfect.
And when mm-hmm. she's saying weeds, you know, like you might have 5 weeds, you can pull those. You don't yes. need to put weed
yeah.
killer out,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And most of what's yeah. up is cool weather weeds.
Uh-huh,
so. We're getting hot fast. They're going to die off. Your grass is going to wake up. It's going to choke them out. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessary to be blasting everything with weed killers.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you could just do a healthier feed
mm-hmm.
and get the grass going to check
better
out the weeds. Better maintenance. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. And we love that. To feed them. And then, you know, a week later, you've got nice, beautiful sprigs coming up. You can see results. I mean, of yeah. course, not your carpet yet of yeah. grass, but,
no,
you know,
but
you can
when,
see.
It's getting there.
When we come back, let's talk yeah. about some things that we can do to make the yard more resilient mm-hmm. going into this summer.
Very good.
How about that?
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll return after this.
Find home improvement ideas and inspiration at the Spring Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show this weekend. See color landscape lighting. Win your very own backyard bar or an ultimate pantry makeover. Buy trees at wholesale prices. Get fantastic deals on spas. There's floors, kitchens, baths, windows, patios, arbors, doors, and more. Buy tickets online and save $2. Teachers are half price. First responders and veterans free on Sunday. The Spring Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show this weekend at the Lone Star Convention Center in Conroe.
Enjoy your best spring yet. Start with Landscaper's Pride premium mulches and soils. Made from locally sourced, all naturally organic materials, Landscaper's Pride is the smart choice for gardens, lawns, shrubs, and plants. Their mulches, soils, and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in Houston. Trusted by gardening professionals, grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery. Find your closest retail location at landscaperspride.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We love to talk the sport of gardening. It can be a sport or it can be leisurely, whatever you like. you can call us at 281-833-3333, 833-3333. We have got Kelly from Plants for All Seasons taking your calls and questions. There's a lot to talk about out there.
Well, yeah, and let's talk real quick about the sport of gardening. That yeah. was me last night. Oh. I got 5 new pots. My husband's out of town. But what I filled those pots with, we got pots, right?
Yep.
Coast of Maine potting soil
oh,
went
yay.
In those pots. And me hauling them across the pool decking
yeah.
was a sight to see, let me tell you. But Coast of Maine is high-quality potting soils. They started 26 years ago, and as the name Coast of Maine indicates, it's from the Maine area. Mm-hmm. And what is the Maine area known for?
Lobsters.
Right? And so this is just another source of great compost. They yeah. have lobster, crab, kelp, fish bone meal, worm castings, and seaweed all in included in their soils and mixes. So they're all OMRI certified, great for whatever you're planting. I did some citrus and
ooh.
Some bougainvillea.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. And some herbs, but they have a wonderful raised bed mix that you could use. It's OMRI certified, so you're going to dump that in. Plant right in it. It's got enough food to get going for the first 8 weeks.
Yay.
But beautiful, beautiful soil. So for more information on Coast of Maine, you can go to your local Home Show Garden Pro, ask for the Coast of Maine, go on homeshowgardenpros.com, Or you can go on Coast of Maine and look at their list of products. But if you don't see it at your nearest Home Show Garden Pro, ask them. They can
absolutely
get it.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And I know you and the Home Show Garden Pros talk all the time about variety. Mm-hmm. And this is a great addition.
Yeah, you want to diversify your what you're using. And you've probably never used a lobster compost.
Yeah.
And it doesn't smell.
Yeah.
That's it's a beautiful, completely decomposed product, so it's got an earthy, rich smell to
and
it.
Your soil is saying yummy worm casting seaweed
yes,
lobster
all the good stuff from the ocean.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, Coast of Maine, so look for them when you are doing your any of your potting and planting.
Yes. Okay, so back to grass.
Yes,
that's what we were talking about.
Yes.
My favorite topic.
It is her favorite topic.
It
y'all.
Is.
All day, every
Siri
day.
Loves grass.
I don't know why. It's just my thing.
That came out wrong.
Well, I think it's really cool that you're a woman that's into grass. I think so many times the world.
In our industry.
In our industry, in our lives, the husband takes care of the lawn.
Right. Yeah.
But I think it's so interesting that you're so into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I mean, I mow my grass and maintain it, but I mean, my husband cuts hair. He doesn't cut grass.
That's so great.
But I think it's Sherry's like into it. I maintain mine, but she like loves the science of it.
The and science of the what the weeds are telling you. And and you know, I like to challenge, you know, Mr. Joe, my neighbor, is seeing it firsthand, which I'm going to fertilize, Mr. Joe. Don't worry. But if you're listening, but we've gotten grass growing under his shade
tree.
She trees.
Has.
See? That's
I've seen
awesome.
It with my eyes. I just could not believe it.
Yeah. And I mean, it was almost, it was naked.
It was
like
dirt.
There was dirt and it looked
I'm
depleted
like,
and it
Joe's
looked hard.
Yard. What is happening?
And I live right next door.
Right.
And mine was green and beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's just about your soil.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to look at the weeds that are present, what are they telling you? You know, what is the soil, you know, appearance? What's it telling you? We can do a physical, like, assessment of the soil. Just look at it and understand what's the problem. It's not just shade. If we can remove all the other stresses, St. Augustine can grow in a pretty shaded environment.
And I like how you mentioned step back and look at all of those factors.
I think a lot of people go into reaction mode.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I got to kill this. I got to kill this. I got to kill this.
Kill, kill, kill.
And if we can build and observe, you'll get a lot further.
Yeah.
You got to make some good decisions. But,
right.
But yeah. It's...
So under his oak tree, and it was dirt.
It was dirt.
Did you plant the
Palmetto plugs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you improved the soil. How'd you improve the soil?
I threw the kitchen sink at it.
Yay.
So we did leaf mold compost.
Okay.
I did Humates Plus, Azomite, liquid seaweed.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're going to wake it up here this next week.
How long ago did you do those others?
That was last spring.
Okay. Last spring. Okay. So now you're going to wake it up.
And it made it through the summer.
The whole summer.
Awesome.
When you change the compaction of that soil, we can get grass to grow.
Mm-hmm.
We just had to put the nutrients there, soften the soil.
Yeah.
And we have a email caller. Same thing. He did the palmetto plugs last year. He's lifted his canopy up, but he feels like his soil is hard again. And by the end of summer, he was having compaction again. So we need to keep putting those.
Yes.
Inputs in. So when you feel like your ground is getting hard and compact, we've got to put a good high quality compost, not topsoil.
Yes.
I can't preach it enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
There is
it's a
difference.
Huge difference.
Unless it's like Coast of Maine has a topsoil that's beautiful.
Oh.
But it's not a local topsoil.
Okay.
If you go just buy cheap topsoil, you're not going to have
basically
good
results. You're buying sand.
Sand.
It's sand and clay and weed seeds.
Chunky chunks.
Yeah.
What do you use topsoil for?
Fill in a hole the dog dug.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. That's all you use the topsoil for.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, if you had a big, huge tree removed and you needed to
fill a hole.
Yeah.
And then put good soil on top, then you could do that.
Right.
Lawn leveling is okay because it does have some structure to it, but you don't want to put it out to improve the grass because
it's
not going to do that.
There are no nutrients in it.
Yeah. Even the good composted topsoils are not, it doesn't have good high quality compost.
Right.
And so if we want to improve the structure of the soil over time, we want good quality organic material.
I'm having 4 yards of leaf mold compost delivered this Monday morning.
And who's going to put it out?
I have help.
Okay, good.
Okay.
It's not just me.
Like, Sandy won't be here next week. She threw her back out.
But I've been using leaf mold compost.
Uh-huh.
Like you've guided me in the Home Show Garden Pros, and I've been doing all of my humates and seaweed,
yeah.
And I'll alternate with Ocean Harvest. But dabbling at it, you know? So I thought that it was kind of, it's about time to do a full spread again, you know, just to redo. So,
refresh.
You know, I did it twice a year for probably 5 or 6 years. Uh-huh. Now I can just kind of go into maintenance.
Yes.
Mode. And, you know, through that drought last year, my yard was beautiful the whole time. Mm-hmm. It never skipped a beat.
Yeah.
So if we can do these things now, it will save you trouble in the long run.
Right, right.
It'll help with water retention. It'll help with weed control because your grass is going to stay nice and thick and out-compete all these weeds.
Right. And I like it because we don't have a schedule. It's what is going on in your lawn and landscaping.
Right.
And you can find out and give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We are here to hold your hand through this and go, you can do this. And we will talk. We are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll talk to you after this.
Dreaming of a vibrant, bountiful spring? Prepare now with MicroLife Fertilizers. Fortify your soil and garden with Humates Plus 004 concentrated compost in a bag. Want exceptional results? Add MicroLife Multipurpose 624. Got problem areas? Treat them now with MicroLife Super Seaweed, the perfect liquid nutritional boost. MicroLife Fertilizers provide billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals plants crave all year long. MicroLife, making life better. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Building your lawn soil is a big deal. Water less, mow more. You'll see fewer weeds with healthier soil. We keep you growing on Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You dialed into 610 on Sports Radio 610. So thank you so much for joining us. We love our listeners and callers.
And we love our sponsors, too.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about Peerscapes real quick.
Yes, yeah.
Peerscapes, and Kelly and I have a personal relationship with them for our whole lives.
Yeah,
pretty
our
much.
Whole lives.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Known them, the original owners, and but just super, super nice people. But Peerscapes is a full-service landscape company, and they've been in business for over 30 years. Jason is the new owner, super, super nice. His team are experts in the industry. Bob, who is one of their landscape designers, who's probably going to come to your house.
Yeah.
He's family friend as well. So, I mean, these people are local, have been around, they know people. But, you know, Peerscapes doesn't just do brand new landscape design. They'll do refresh, they'll do hardscapes, outdoor lighting, irrigation, and drainage issues, which not just everybody can do.
No, that's
it's almost
a science.
An art form,
it
right?
It really is.
Yeah. And then the sprinklers. They can work on sprinklers. They're licensed irrigators. They also offer a quarterly maintenance program. So after they get everything
I love that.
Redone in your yard, they can come out quarterly, and at least you have them in your yard to get ahead of any kind of issues and get their eyes on things. So to find out more, you can call Peerscapes at 281-370-5060, or you can go to peerscapes.com. That's peerscapes.com.
Get on their list.
Or Home Show Garden Pros. Yeah, I know. They're about 2 weeks out right
now.
They
are about 2 weeks out. I called this week, and they're coming in about 2 weeks. And she said, if anything opens up, I'll let you know. And it was perfect.
And if you want to get things done before Easter.
Yeah.
Easter's early this year, so give them a call.
But I love the idea about refreshing, you know? I mean, sometimes we spend so much time and worry maybe inside the house, but I love making the outside.
But I mean, outside, and
welcoming
outsides
and beautiful.
Have been put through it with the drought
right,
and then the freezes. And sometimes you just need professional eyes to tell you what needs to go in there.
You know, a little tweak or change, or if you need something sort of, you know, mundane like sprinkler system or drainage. So they can do it all. Peerscapes. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry. We are here every Saturday morning with you, taking your calls at 281-833-3333. And our Home Show Garden Pro is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. She is here. She's tired from ordering all the beautiful plants for you. Yes. All for you. She all did for it you. For you.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't think people realize how much work it is to
fill a nursery. It's yet to be full. Can't get there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There's still holes.
There's still holes. That's okay.
And how many trucks did you get in this week?
22.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're not full 18-wheelers. One of them was, but still.
How fun. It's something new all the time.
Yeah. It's constant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see Kelly running around there and organizing it all and getting everybody in gear.
Yes.
That is beautiful.
It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, 'tis the season.
It is.
So is there any new kind of landscaping plants that have caught your eye?
I haven't seen anything really new.
Like new genetics or
anything? No. Okay. I mean, there's a couple of new variegated clara, but they've been out for a few years, but they're finally, the production numbers are coming up.
They might be new to the listeners.
Correct.
But not new to you.
And there's a little more to choose from.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, all the beautiful new varieties of Eastern Redbud.
Yeah, there is a ton of those. Mm. And finally, the production numbers are coming up. So we've gotten our hands on some. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like the Rising Sun and Rise and Shine.
Something Fire.
Burgundy Flame.
Yep. Flame. Uh-huh. Fire. There we go.
There you go.
Yay! I am off my game. Sorry.
No, Merlot. Merlot. I mean, there's so many. And they're all Eastern varieties of Eastern Redbud.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you need a pretty little ornamental tree.
Yes.
Yes.
Plants for All Seasons.
Got them.
Up
or any of the Home Show Garden Pros. I know they're all loaded.
They should all have so much going on right now.
And that reminds me that all of our Home Show Garden Pros have social media pages, whether it's Instagram, Facebook. So those are great resources to go to.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Home Show Garden Pros has one too, and we can link you up with them. But for sure, you should have all of the Home Show Garden Pros on your – it's such a more positive thing to be looking at.
I know, right?
You know, it's happy and flowers.
All my feed is flowers.
Yes.
Yes. And it gives you, you know, it gives you ideas on what you can do.
Yeah.
And then also in times when we have some weather stressors, the Home Show Garden Pros have been super helpful on guidance. So, you know, that's a great thing to tap into.
But we have perfect weather right now, so everybody needs to take advantage of that.
Get out. It is so perfect. It's lovely.
Get out and plant something new and different this year.
Yes,
right.
Don't be scared.
So now is the time to get out and make your list to go to your Home Show Garden Pros. And you know what else is going on today is the Montgomery County Spring Home and Outdoor Living Show. And our favorite Tom Tynan will be there today. So March 2nd and 3rd, today and tomorrow, the Montgomery County Show. And it is on Airport Road. You know where that is. And we have super special stars who are going to be there with Tom. Well, they're going to be at the show, but Tom Tynan will be airing there. We've got Dean Nelson from Nelson Plant Foods.
One of our favorite, you know, fertilizer companies is going to be there.
Yes, he's going to be there. And then one of the Home Show radio stars, Linda, is going to be there from Shelf Genie. So we've got all sorts of people that you can go and you can talk to about your indoor and your outdoor.
Yeah, get organized.
Yes.
Hey, maybe she can make a shelf for all your Nelsons.
Oh, that's right. Make my plant shelf in my garage because it is sort of Jenga. Right? You know, I was there the other day sort of moving things around and figuring out what I need to refill on. So the Montgomery County Spring Home and Outdoor Living Show is today. And you know what's new and fun is that it's free.
Mm-hmm.
Period, paragraph.
Yeah, there's not many free things you can go do anymore.
No. So today, 10 to 6, tomorrow, 11 to 5, it is free. So you can go on the homeshowradio.com to find out more information. And the address is 9055 Airport Road. So that's Conroe. So enjoy it. Go out there and then have your list for your Home Show Garden Pros, you know, to go visit them and figure out, you know, your plan of action for indoor and outdoor. and we are talking outdoors. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Kelly from Plants for All Seasons a call at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Embark on a gardening adventure at Nature's Way Resources. Discover hundreds of native plants. Find drought-tolerant, hardy options. Pair them with organic fertilizer and soil amendments. Nature's Way is 2 acres of beauty your whole family will enjoy, even the fur babies. Make your way to Nature's Way, a Home Show Garden Pro. Their experts are happy to help you get more from your gardening. Nature's Way Resources. Off I-45 between the Woodlands and Conroe at FM 1488 and online at Nature's Way Resources. Resources.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. It's starting to look like spring around here. We have tons of things to look at, so come on out. Seasonal color like snapdragons, petunias, dianthus, perennials such as salvias, verbenas, and lantana. Lots of things blooming to color up your yard. Don't forget to stop and smell the roses. We have a great selection with more coming in every week. Fruit trees can be a rewarding gardening adventure in your yard. Come on out and see all the great varieties that are specifically chosen for our area. It's time to get your veggie garden growing. We have all the right varieties for this time of year. Come on out and take a look. It's about that time to start thinking about your lawn fertilization. Whether you're going synthetic or organic, we have all the right choices for your yard. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy and Fulcher. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood and Sugarland. Come on out and see us. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And thank you. We love Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They are swamped and full of beautiful items as usual. We love all of our Home Show Garden Pros. So Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens is south in the Richmond-Rosenberg area. But today we have Kelly here from Plants for All Seasons, which is north off up off of 249. And Kelly, we have got Alan on the line for you. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, ladies. How y'all doing?
Great. Good morning.
So I'm just curious, in one of my beds, I have a lot of leaves in there, and I was thinking, should I rake them leaves out before I put new soil in there, or should I just till them all in together?
Just till it all in together. That's fine. Your leaves will turn into compost and feed the soil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your earthworms will love it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, the leaves are good for your beds.
Mm-hmm. So you have leaves, and then what do I need to put on top of? What do I need to kill into that?
Well, you can just mix it in with your fresh soil if you need to add soil to your beds, and then you can just put your, if you want to mulch, put mulch on top of that.
Awesome.
I do need to put soil in there. What do y'all recommend?
You could do the, which one?
Well, what are you planting, Alan?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know yet.
Okay. Yeah, like so a planting mix.
It was a shady area, and then my neighbor, thank God, he cut down about 50 trees, and now I've got some afternoon sun, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Oh, that's good.
That is good. You can do way more things.
But it's going to be something that, you know, I plant one time, and I never have to mess with it again. So.
Oh, okay. So planting mix.
Yeah, you know. Planting mix would be the way to go. Landscaper's Pride has a beautiful one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I put mulch on top of that, and I should be good to go.
You should be good to go.
Yeah.
Is four inches about right?
For the mulch or for the soil?
For the soil.
Yes, 4 inches will be fine.
And another 2 inches
just
on the mulch.
On the mulch.
Okay, so and then once I put my top of my soil down, I can just go ahead and just till all that in with the leaves and then level it out and then put my mulch on top of that.
You got it.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Then it's ready to go for anything you want to plant in there.
Yeah.
Boy, your soil.
Exactly.
Your earth will be happy.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Alan.
See you soon.
Have a good weekend. And I've got piles of leaves in my bed, too. So I've spread some of them out. But, boy, they just keep coming.
Yeah. Well, especially the live oaks are dropping right now.
Yes.
We had our fall drop for our deciduous trees, and then our evergreens drop in the spring.
Right.
So if you can wait until they're done dropping before you mulch.
Yes.
You can mulch over them.
Yeah.
Timing.
Yeah.
Right. Timing is everything.
Yeah.
Well, at least the acorns have taken a break.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I noticed there's a ton of caps yet to fall in my
okay.
That's okay. Trees, yeah. They don't hurt as bad to step on.
I know, right?
Because they're not going to roll my ankle.
But I have a million. And you know, my husband, he picked them up. He picked them up.
Mine too.
And he
kept picking I think they were up. In a competition.
But
the two husbands.
The few that he missed, I mean, it looks like a little tiny forest. Yeah. Growing.
Oh my goodness.
I was mowing and there was like between the two trees. Yeah. He didn't get in there and rake out and get as much. And I was like, what in the world? I bet it was just crunch, crunch, crunch. I was like, I'm going to fall. Like, what is happening?
Yes.
It's like you're sliding on marbles.
I'm sliding on marbles in the middle of my lawn.
Yeah. And then the dogs get after him and I have to get the water, you know, spray them.
The good thing is in the grassy area where you have the germination of the little baby oak trees, when you mow it a few times, they'll
die. Be fine.
They give up.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Just pull them out of your beds.
Yes.
You don't want to
reforest your yard.
Your flower bed right next to the house.
Yeah. Exactly.
You see that all the time, though. Like, they get sneaky. They grow up under the bushes, and you'll be... I mean, I can spot them a mile away driving around. And it I'm like, totally they probably should have pulled that. Now they're going to have to get the chainsaw out.
Or they're hedging it like they're azaleas.
So, like, yes, like it's mixed in and there's a little oak tree in there. Happens all the time. It's kind of funny.
But it does happen overnight. I mean,
it does.
You know, it
when
seems
they take
like
off
it.
And they're happy. Yeah. I mean, that's the beds have really good soil in them. So they usually germ really easy.
I'll turn around or poison ivy. I have one area who loves poison. I don't know if it, I think it might be coming from a neighbor. But boy, I'll turn around and I'm like, you're trying to come back. No siree. You are not coming back.
Nice.
Yeah, thank God I've never had to battle that. Yeah. And I need to knock on wood again.
In one area. So I kind of keep my eye on that. But you're right. And you pull it and it's got that big old long root. You know,
I look at it and break out.
Yes.
Oh.
I am super allergic. Yeah.
Okay.
I am not. I don't know how I didn't get that. Because everybody else in the family is.
It's it's my negative RH
factor.
Stop
it. She's part alien.
Part alien. She talks to the grass. Sherry from Home Show Garden Pros. She's the grass whisperer.
Yeah, I am.
She is.
Yes. And Kelly's the weed whisperer.
I mean, she's the weed puller. I don't know what you're trying to say, Sandy.
It's too early for that talk.
The experts.
She likes to pull them.
We'll pull them. Nothing like pulling a big old nut grass.
Okay, time for a break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can talk to Kelly if you want to.
281. Beware.
281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
What's in your water is what gets in you. A Kinetico K5 drinking water station from Aquatex filters and purifies every drop. So all you get in your water is water. No system removes more. And since it's customizable and self-cleaning, the K5 makes better water easy. After all, better water means a better you. That's why Tom Tynan had Aquatex install his K5 drinking water station. Start with a free Aquatex water analysis and see what a K5 from Aquatex can do for you. AquatexWater.com.
Nice driveway.
New ones look good.
Won't miss that sad, beat-up old one.
Funny you say. Huh? Found someone who loves seeing that old concrete.
Seriously?
I called Arcosa.
Arcosa crushed concrete?
They buy old concrete.
Driveways?
And patios, foundation slabs, even asphalt.
Really?
They recycle it.
Gotta like that.
I like how they're putting it back to use.
How?
Things like roads, building projects.
Your old driveway?
Making Houston greener.
Nice.
Got concrete? Arcosa Crushed Concrete, formerly Cherry Companies, wants to pay you for it. Learn more at 713-436-0990.
Here's your early watering warning. When deciduous trees bud out, they drink most of your soil's water. That's the time to get busy watering lawns and shrubs, helping you soak it all in. This is Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. We are still giggling at Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call Kelly from Plants for All Season. She is quite the serious young lady.
Oh, very serious. Sorry, y'all.
Call her at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. It's amazing the topics in gardening that we can talk about. And we have one of my favorites, Nelson Plant Foods.
Yes.
Great products. I'm telling you, I have got some potted plants that I pulled into garage during the little freeze, brought them back out. You know, they had my winter annuals in them, and I gave them a little bit of food. They are just gorgeous.
Yeah, and I mean, I planted my bougainvillea and my citrus tree and in the pot with my when I put them, when I planted them, in the bottom of the hole, I put my bougainvillea food in the bougainvillea one and the citrus food in the citrus one. So you got to get these plants off to a good start. And Nelson's has a plant for all your species-specific varieties. And they're high quality. They're exactly what that plant needs, which is very, very important. They're all slow-release, high-quality nitrogen sources, so it'll feed over time. Nelson's has been in business for over 40 years. And Dean and Julie Nelson, I just combined their name together.
That's right. It's like they're famous.
Yes, they are. they started this business just right out of college, and they have just built an amazing company that offers you the best of the best. And they also have their new Turf Star line of fertilizers, which right now it's time for either the Weedinator if you have weeds or the Bruce's Brew as your wake-up call. So we got to get that out there so we can green everything up and get everything recovered after that winter. So if you want to grow like a pro, use the food the pros use, which is Nelson Plant Food, Texas made targeted nutrition. For more information, you can go to nelsonplantfood.com or nelsonsfertilizer.com, or you can go to Home Show Garden Pros. But all the Home Show Garden Pros carry it.
That's right.
And most of them refill the containers. So save your container.
And Nelson Plant Food is the reason why I played Jenga on my garden shelf. So
I go see Nelson at the Mr. Dean Nelson at the Montgomery Home Show.
Today. Yeah, he'll be there. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have Alan on the line. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, ladies. I'm sorry I had to call back.
Sorry, I'm in trouble.
I forgot a question.
Okay, good.
Sure. I've got 1,000 questions, but I only got so many minutes to talk. So.
Okay.
Is it too late to put down a pre-emergent?
No, you're right on schedule. You can still do it.
Yeah, you probably have about 2 more weeks.
Good, because I was thinking you're supposed to do it in February, and I'm thinking, well, I didn't screw that up. But if I'm good, then that's all that matters.
You're good. You will definitely stop the germination of some of your summer weeds by doing it now.
Yeah, great.
Okay, and one more question. What about bougainvilleas? Do y'all have them in yet?
Yes, we sure do. And then we have even more coming next week. So we have a good selection today. We should have a great selection next week.
Okay, I won't call back today, I promise.
It's okay. We like talking to you.
Okay, God bless. Thank you.
All right, take care, Alan.
Bye.
And Sherry just planted her bougainvillea.
I did. You know, we went to Italy in September.
Oh, yes.
So I want my backyard to look like Italy.
Oh.
It's much cheaper to go in my backyard than it is to go to Italy.
that's very true.
So I'm doing my potted citrus, herbs in the pots with just real flowy flowers. And then I have the bougainvillea that I'm going to train up along the side of the garage.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. And it's in a pot, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's in a pot on the back patio. Yep.
That'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
So we're getting all those planted. And you said your husband's gone, so he'll just have to sort of, it appears.
He'll be able to see it because it's beautiful.
Yes. He'll notice the minute he gets out of the car.
Yeah.
And then they don't complain.
Yeah.
You know,
I had to do it while he was gone because bougainvillea dropped flowers. And he is, he always has a blower in his hand.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. I'm like, oh, God, where's this going to go now? How's she going to say this?
He always has that blower. He is constantly cleaning up. And so it's just going to make more mess for him. But it's okay because it's going to be pretty.
It'll be pretty mess.
It's going to be really
pretty. It'll be a colorful mess.
Yes.
There you go. Well, and it keeps him busy and out of trouble. So there you go.
True.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Now, birds. We haven't talked anything. We're not bird experts. But we love them.
Uh-huh.
We're bird
nerds. Actually,
bird
you nerds. Two are kind of bird experts. You really are bird nerds.
I love birds.
We border on the expert.
Yes. Okay. That's okay.
But we are coming up on hummingbird season, so everybody needs to get those feeders out and cleaned
and
hung up and ready to go because the little scouts are coming through.
They'll be here
for probably about a week or two. Uh-huh. You know, they kind of fly through in the spring.
Sometimes
it's a little longer. And then the fall is when they're here for a long time.
Yeah.
But also the martins have moved in. Okay. So if you live close to water,
uh-huh.
we have a pond behind us. So we always get martins. But they just, all the scouts were circling the other night. And so I noticed a lot of chatter last night while I was planting. So
martin partying.
Martins. Yes. And the martins eat. And so do hummingbirds, you know.
Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes. Yeah. So it's really kind of important to invite these guys to your yard and keep them. You know, martins don't eat seed. They eat bugs. But hummingbirds will drink that sugar water, but they eat
a lot of protein from mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Yeah.
I am maybe one of those people who are obsessed with hummingbirds, and I really don't know a lot about them, but I do love them. I
just
love it when
feed
they
them
come.
And enjoy
just
them.
Just feed them and enjoy them. Yes. Yeah. And it's easy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. I know you're enjoying your coffee and figuring out, okay, what's on my to-do list for my yard? I'm going to do some potted plants this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some company coming in, and I've got some plants who need some additions. So hopefully husband's not listening, but I will be...
getting some new pots?
Maybe. I'm not telling you.
Bring the big car.
Bring the big car. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite garden pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Best Choice Lawn Aeration, the best kept secret to a greener and healthier lawn. Plants for Texas, Texas grown for Texas gardens. The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Kelly from Plants for All Seasons is here in the studio taking your calls at 281-833-3333. Give her a call and talk to her about all sorts of plant and gardening items.
But first, azomite. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about azomite. We're going to explain what azomite is. Azomite is a granulated trace element. You put it in a spreader. You can put it all over the whole yard, around your trees, in your vegetable garden. It's going to remineralize your soils, which is super important for the immune system of the plants. And yes, plants have immune systems, yes, just like people. And that's how we fight off diseases and insects and different stresses. So we want to make sure and put the minerals back in the soil so that the plants can make it through more stressful events resiliently, right? It makes your vegetables taste better. It makes your flowers smell better. It makes your flowers more colorful,
more brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Makes the green of your grass more green. It helps with water penetration. Like, this stuff does it all. Now, this is not a fertilizer. It is an amendment. So it doesn't matter how I explain this. People are like, but which order do I do it in?
Yeah.
Just do it. It doesn't matter. It's not going to contradict with anything. Mm-hmm. It's super easy to do. Like I said, throw it in the spreader, put it out. Azomite. Everybody should add it to their list this year of things to do. For more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com. You can pick up a bag at any one of the Home Show Garden Pros location. Or you can go to Home Show, you know, radio or Home Show Garden Pros and link up to your nearest home show nursery.
Azomite. Easy. It's easy. It's in one bag. I'm so glad that you hooked me up with it,
mm-hmm,
because I didn't realize that my lawn needed this supplement.
Yeah.
And like you've described, you said it's a supplement.
It's not food. It's a vitamin, right?
Right. You and I take our vitamins in the morning. Here, we need to
But we still eat food, right?
So when we talk about remineralizing,
mm-hmm,
this is a great item to use.
This is it. Yeah.
Okay. Azomite.
Yeah. Azomite.
Yes. So thank you very much. I love it, and it will give you results. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here with Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. You can call her at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Lots going on in the lawns and gardens. Trees starting to bud,
right.
New planting happening, birds are coming in. I mean, there is
lots to observe.
Right.
Spring.
Yeah.
Spring is
all
springing.
The things happen.
Right. Spring is sprunging.
Yeah. It's sprung the last week of February.
Yes.
So we're 2 weeks in now.
Yes.
So I sent Sherry a picture a few weeks ago. I think it was when I was sick. Mm-hmm. And I sent you a picture of my lawn. And I was very perplexed because it was one patch of lawn and it was brown. I mean, there was almost a line. Mm-hmm. And then green. And it wasn't the shade issue. I was like, what is going on? And I did my remineralizer, mm-hmm. my azomite, and I've done some ocean harvest. And already now that brown area has got the sprigs of green. And it wasn't hay-like brown, so I wasn't too concerned.
It just was distinctly different looking than the rest of your grass.
So, you know, it's just, it's fun to observe and to figure it out and try new things. And I like that we're not high maintenance. You know, mm-hmm. we're not on March the 1st, you have to do this.
Right.
So, anyway.
Not regimented.
We are not. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. We have got Craig on the line for you. Kelly, good morning, Craig.
Good morning. Thanks you for taking my call.
Yes. Of course.
I'm looking to buy the fringe tree. Not the Chinese fringe tree, but the Native American fringe tree. And I have two questions. One is if you have any particular advice for when I plant it. I read that you planted about 20 feet apart, 15, 20 feet apart. I'm going to try to grow it like a tree versus a shrub. But the more important question is where could you recommend me trying to find this? Because I'm not, I've trekked a few places, not close to Pearland because there's not many places like Enchanted Forest or these, but they only had the Chinese fringe tree. They weren't sure if they'd be able to get the other one. Do you know of any place that would reliably either have it or could order it for me?
I mean, I know I have it, but we're way far north from you. You could try Enchanted Gardens down on the south side, the Richmond-Rosenberg area.
He said they only have the Chinese one.
Oh, sorry. I missed that part. Yeah. I was like thinking about something else. Okay. So, but they should be able to still order it.
You would think.
You would think. Yeah.
Go talk to their buyer and see if they can get it.
Yeah, ask to speak with the buyer.
But Plants for All Seasons, Kelly's got some, though, if you want to drive north.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Okay.
Yeah, we had several people drive up from Pearland.
Pearland this past weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all right. Any particular, how big do they come? Like, what size pots would they come in?
I think they're in a 5 gallon at this point, and I might have a 7 or a 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does your company... would they deliver it and plant it
not
for me?
Not to Pearland. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. All right. Maybe I can find somebody local to do that
for
me. Even pick it up. We'll go together, pick it up, and drive back down and plant it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll certainly make the drive up there.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Craig, and have a great weekend. Okay, so if he's going to get that tree, when you dig the hole... when we come back, I want you to remind us how to nurture that planting of a tree. Okay. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. So, Craig, if you're still listening, we're going to talk about planting that tree when we return after this.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
My name is Scott McGrath. The first love of my life, Caroline Knightsberry, was attacked by a swarm of killer bees. At her deathbed, I made her two promises. I promised to name my first child Caroline, and I promised to not rest until I killed every insect on planet Earth. Well, now, just 20 years later, and with the help of my son Caroline, we are well on our way to honoring my commitment. If you have a problem with insects at your house, I strongly encourage you to call McGrath Pest Control at McGrathPestControl.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita with Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. Do you have a spring in your step, some juice in your caboose? Take advantage of these cooler days to do bed prep, switch out for new annual colors, trim back woody plants, and get those vegetables growing. Now is the time to feed your lawn with our new Subscribe and Save Lawn program. We've made getting the right fertilizer at the right time even easier. Nelson's will deliver what you need right to your door and at the right time. Ask for details in the store or over the phone. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden, no matter how big or small, we've got it all. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros you are listening to this morning. And thank you for joining us. We love our listeners and our callers at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. That was Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. So they are one of our Home Show Garden Pros on the west side. Mm-hmm. So we have got you covered north, south, east, and west.
Yes.
So we had a caller a few minutes ago, Craig, and he was talking about planting a fringe tree. Mm-hmm. So for callers who are going to plant themselves mm-hmm. and dig those holes, tell me about the hole that we dig for our tree.
So you want to...
Be good.
Because I was thinking something I shouldn't say.
Okay.
So you do want to dig it slightly wider than what the container is. Some people say double the width. Uh-huh. There's all kinds of crazy things. Okay. It just needs to be bigger than what the container it's in.
Okay.
It needs to be a little bit more of a shallow hole so that the root ball will be above grade, because you're going to have some settling over time. And you don't want it to settle
people.
Below grade. You want okay. it to stick up a little bit uh-huh. once you've added all your soil back to the hole, which you would mix your compost with the native soil and throw that back in there.
Okay.
You don't want to be digging beautiful, smooth-edged holes. You want it to look rough and choppy on the inside.
You want a dirty hole.
Thank you. That's what I was trying not to say.
I call it an ugly hole.
Okay, you want an ugly hole. All right.
Thank you. At least it was y'all and not me.
With water pathways for, you know, stab the bottom.
Stab the uh-huh. bottom of it so it's choppy.
Yeah.
And then bring your soil back up to the, you know, level of that root ball so it doesn't look like it's sticking out. So okay. it's kind of sloped. Mm-hmm. And then you can just lightly mulch around that. And you can lightly mulch over the top, not up onto the trunk, though. We don't make volcanoes
no
with
volcanoes.
Mulch.
Yeah. Okay. No. What about any fertilizer for a
yes,
new tree?
Yes, you could do root stimulator. You could do liquid
good point.
Seaweed. You could do a fertilizer in the hole.
Uh-huh. Like MicroLife.
MicroLife
in the hole.
Is great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then make sure you sprinkle your azomite around your tree.
Yeah, there.
Yeah.
It's easy.
It's
yeah.
not hard.
And you have all yeah. the products on your garden shelf if you listen to us.
And if Craig wanted to plant it himself, if he has a shovel,
yeah,
yeah. It's, you know, 5 gallon. It's just a few scoops. It's
like
not.
Five scoops.
Yeah. There okay. you go.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Well, great. All right. Good reminder about how we plant those trees. And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Kelly is here from Plants for All Seasons, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on, always free. HomeShowRadio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.